Hi, and welcome to JimmyJoe.com. Okay, podcast number two. What are we going to talk about today? Well, for the first thing, I have my Pepsi with me today. So hopefully my throat won't get too dry. It's always good to have the elixir of life standing by in case of an emergency. And today, as I record this, it is... what is today? Today is Thursday morning. Very early. Just stop and think, because to me it's still Wednesday, but actually it's Thursday, so... it can get confusing when you work overnight. But actually I'm on vacation, so I'm not even working. A couple of weeks off... going to kick back. Going to go to San Francisco this weekend and see what's going on up there. Ted has a pre-race bike ride. He's going to take part in the AIDS Ride for Life cycle event next year. So they have a couple of training and information meetings that are going to be going on. And the first one is this Sunday. So we're going up there with him, and he's going to go off and ride his bicycle through San Francisco somewhere, and we'll have to find something to entertain ourselves with while we wait for him to do that. I'm sure that something will present itself in the city of San Francisco, the one called The City. So we'll find something. We're going to be staying in a hotel not far from the Golden Gate, so if nothing else, walk out on the bridge. Would be in order, I would think. And it's right across the street from the Presidio, so maybe we'll walk through there or go down to the water and watch the waves come in, watch the sailboats or the cargo ships or whatever goes through the bay. You never know. And then we'll be back on Sunday night. Leave Saturday morning and come back Sunday night. That'll be a nice jaunt up to the city and back. One benefit of being on vacation is I won't have the opportunity to take any 911 calls that happen in the middle of a shootout. The week before last, I took a 911 call, and my caller was in the middle of a gun battle. I've been there 16 years, and this is the first time I've ever taken a call where my caller was in the middle of a gun battle. I've heard shots in the background before, you know, on people just at a party or something shooting off a gun and carrying on like that. But this guy, people were shooting at him and he was shooting back. He, not unsurprisingly, I suppose, wasn't listening to me and answering my questions. He was yelling at somebody who was apparently yelling at him, and they fired off some shots at him, and he fired off some shots at them, and just all kinds of stuff going on with that. That was indeed a first, and hopefully it'll be my last. Nobody was hit, so nobody was injured. That's one thing about gangbangers, and I'm not saying that this particular caller is a gangbanger, but just in general, let's say. We're very lucky that these people are such lousy shots. They almost never hit what they're shooting at, which can be kind of dangerous for any innocent bystanders in the general vicinity, but as a general rule, they never hit what they're shooting at. So we only occasionally end up with actual gunshot victims in context of how many shots, calls we actually get. So, you know, gangbangers, if you really want to fulfill what you're doing and be successful at it, you need to take target practice. You need to hold the gun properly. This crazy, well, you can't see me because obviously this is only audio, but you know how they hold their gun up kind of high and they got it sideways and they're pointing kind of weird as they fire. You know, you can't aim like that. You're not that good of a shot. And it's telling, you know, we don't get that many gunshot wounds. About the only time we actually get people hit is because they fired so many rounds that they thought they were just shooting a machine gun or something, you know, and they finally hit somebody. But anyway, I won't have to deal with that for a while. To completely change gears, did you see my store? I opened a store. Yes, right here online. Isn't that something? JimmyJoe.com, the store. There's a blog post down a couple of articles below this podcast. Check it out. There's a link at the across the top of the page, the menu bar, I guess you'd call it. You can get to the store page there. It takes you to my store, and you can buy JimmyJoe.com merchandise. I've got a few designs that I put together real quick, and I think they're kind of neat. I haven't bought anything myself from there yet. And sorry, Christine, no discounts. I don't even get a discount myself if I want something, and I got to pay full retail for it. I don't quite figure out how that works, but I do get a cut on the purchase, so you know, maybe I'll make a couple of dollars. Maybe I'll be able to retire a day or two early or something from that. You know, never know. Check it out. They got some interesting stuff there. Now, recently in the news, you've probably been hearing about these suicides recently of gay teenagers. It really got to me when I first started hearing about it. The nearest one was in Tehachapi, and the boy hanged himself and was on life support for 10 days before he finally passed away. And it just got to me. Got to hearing about several others, and it was just it's so sad, you know. Guys, hang in there. Dan Savage just started a program, a YouTube channel called It Gets Better, where people have made videos about their experiences and how things do get better, and that there are people out there for you to turn to. You can the Trevor Project is a good one. There's some links on my page and on queervisalia.com for the Trevor Project. Trevorproject.org, I believe, is the website. And if you're having trouble, check it out. If you know somebody that you think's having some trouble, turn them on to it. Get them over to it. You know, they're not alone. You don't have to be alone. It's there are people that will give you a hand, help you through, and it will get better. Just below this podcast entry is a funny, funny lip sync bit by a kid on YouTube. And just check it out. It's 4 minutes, 33 seconds of hilarity. And he does an excellent job. And he is hot as hell. So that doesn't hurt at all either. And you can go check out his YouTube channel for some other stuff that he's done. It's pretty cute. I had made myself a list here, and I put pictures. I almost forgot what pictures was supposed to be about. My sister Christine gave me a couple of envelopes, almost bags of pictures, family pictures that we'd had ended up in her possession. So I was looking through them earlier. Some pictures of my dad in the service. In the military in Korea, and he looks like a little boy in uniform playing soldier in some of the pictures. Others, you know, he looks like dad, but some of them I guess must be early on when he was first in there. It's just amazing. It's hard to relate to him that way. He passed away a few years ago, but it's hard to think of him as an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid in Korea in the early 60s. It's a whole different world, and it's hard to imagine. But I'm going to go through them again, and some of the pictures will probably end up here online somewhere. If not here on the site, then on my web shots. And you can, on my links, page, you can find a link to the web shots if you want to see some of the stuff I've already posted there. And oh, look at that, we're at 10 minutes already. My first podcast was at 2 minutes and I was running out of things to say, so I must have figured out what to talk about. The question is, are you interested enough to listen for 10 minutes? But we'll wrap it up pretty quick. My busy day tomorrow consists of fixing the toilet. I had to buy the guts, the inside of it to replace because it's wanting to run endlessly and it won't. You got to hold the handle down to make it flush, and you know the typical broken toilet syndrome. So I bought the parts today, and I probably should have fixed it today, but being the lazy guy that I am, it didn't get done. So that's on tomorrow's list of things to do. And of course the backyard still awaits its labors. It's terrible and isn't getting any better by my not taking care of it. So it eventually that will get done as well. Although I should have took up the two Mormon boys offer on working in my backyard, but that's a whole different story. Maybe I'll talk about that sometime. If you can find the Mormon boy story in the archives, some pictures, not of them, but close enough. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, and check back. We'll have another podcast one of these days, depending on what I figure out to come up with, if I can even sign off in a coherent manner. Take it easy, and thank you for listening.